Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's Livestock Auction. So talk to us about what we saw in the cattle markets this week, Bob.
Casey, we started out first week with just a little under 10,000, which would be normal this time of year. Normally bigger than that, but we're, you know, what we're starting to see is early wheat pasture run. Same thing we've seen Thursday at Apache. Casey, the market, it's good. Monday, we've seen a little bit of slack in some of the weights, anything weighing that was going to the feed yard. Not because there's a reason for feed yards to be cheaper, but, and I know people won't believe this, but some of these feed yards are getting log jammed. Part of it is they're not moving fast as quick. I got one customer normally sells 12,000 fats a week, and they're moving 8,000 a week. And then they're like, we've got a lot of contracts with different feed yards where that we sell off for video. And, you know, they ask us to push them as late as they could so they can move fats and unload cattle. And that happens every year, the end of April, 1st of May. It won't be as long lived as it normally is because we don't have the numbers and we don't have the wheat that we normally have. But there's enough out there to pose a problem for a very short term. And we're seeing that now. Now, the light cattle replacement, tremendous demand. Still buying calves. A lot of them, you know, are going to grow yards so people can have position of them. I mean, possession of them later for either, I don't know, the grass, you know, normally all the other people are turned out on grass, but they got to have ownership for down the road. So that's good. Cow market, killing cow market's good. Something I've seen the last 3 weeks, I mean, I really thought our cow numbers would drop way off. 350 to 400 cows at Apache, that's bigger than average for this time of year. And up until in January and December, January, we were seeing pretty much just all, you know, 9, 10-year-old cows, broke mouth cows, open cows. Didn't matter. They were just culling old cows. Now we're starting to see some young cows. That's people that held on to the young cows, scattered them out on wheat. They had enough for them to eat. Now it comes time to, they got to go to grass with them here in the next 30 days. Some of them are, a percentage of them don't have pond water. So they got to start selling cows that they thought they could hold on to. Now, I don't know how long that'll last or what percentage. I mean, I think we got a chance of rain in south and south central Oklahoma, but we need rain in western Oklahoma bad. But as far as the market, it's good. I mean, there's nothing negative there. We're fat cattle's high. The magic deal for all of it's going to be how high can we sell box beef and not run into demand problems. Now, I do know we're starting to see this. I read an article this week about, you know, normally if you got a, say, a 10-ounce patty, now you're getting an 8-ounce patty. If you're getting 90-10 blend, now you're getting 80-20 blend. So they're trying not to go up on their cost to eliminate, you know, the customer not buying their product anymore. So that's going to be the fine line how long we maintain this high market.
Bob, are you seeing that cattle weights are lower than a year ago?
Yeah, these cattle coming off wheat. I mean, a lot of the producers are still coming in with good weight, but where they run 2 head, they got 1 head. Or where they run 3 head, they got 1 head. They scattered them out. And, you know, if a guy run 300, he might not have but 150. That way he's coming in with good weights. And I mean, this year, it's almost like they had the 300 out there for what the cattle are bringing. I mean, we're selling cattle from $1,600 to $1,700 a head, depending on how big they are. You know, a 300-pound calf, now this is extreme, but a 300-pound calf costs, you know, $1,000. I mean, that's back up there. I mean, we're getting back up there where we were in 15. In fact, we've taken out 15's high in the fat market. Now, we hadn't got there in the feeder cattle yet, but I mean, if we keep where we're headed there on that also. But a lot of things very positive. I mean, it's back to the same song and dance I told you. We've got a lot of LRP available to us. You can lock in cattle from September through March for $230 a pound. Not saying we won't go higher, but, you know, lock in, cover a cost, still make a profit, and not worry about a wreck.
Well, I know that you and I have talked about this a few weeks ago and a few months ago, but there's still some people that are really trying to buy cows, and it seems like that's still pretty hard to do.
Well, it is. There's hard to find good cows, but I'll be honest with you. Now, we're not got a lot of demand for replacement cows in our area. When Caddo County's a big cow calf county, but our people, we got to have rain. The one that's got wheat, they've got to cut hay off their wheat so they can know they can at least get through this summer and this fall if we don't get enough rain to make grass hay. And I had a customer last week that's in good shape, and he said he drove into one wheat field, and he said, I drove up, he said, I noticed some mud on some cattle. He said, I drove up, said the pond had water, but they was having to walk out 10 or 20 foot in mud to get to it. He said, I had to move the cow cattle. We're running into that. I mean, we're still not out of a drought situation. We're still not in a good position to have hay yet. So there's a lot of precautionary things that our producers are having to look at before they get all. I mean, I've got people pricing cows at $3,000. Yeah, there was a set of cows sell for $3,000 at some sale barn, and you get to check and there was 5 head. So, I mean, there'll be a good price out there, but I think you're going to have to wait till next spring or this fall. We got to get grass. We got to make grass.
Right. What are you expecting for next week?
I think our runs will probably stay about where they were. I think Oklahoma City will be, 9,000 to 10,000. Apache will be at 2,000. I mean, all this is going to drop off. But right now, what cattle's on wheat are going to have, they're going to have to start coming. I mean, it's 90 degrees and 30 to 40 mile an hour winds. You know, it's wheat starting to joint and it dries out pretty quick. Even if you get a half inch rain, you got 40 mile an hour winds, it's gone by the next day.
Right. Bob, how can folks get in touch with you if they do have some questions about the markets?
Give us a call at 1-800-926-9696. Ask for David Gage, Jesse Kirkendall, Greg, or myself, Ray Hutchison. Just any of us will visit with you about the market, or if you're needing calves, or if you're looking for cows. If you're fortunate enough to need cows, give us a call and we'll try to help.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Casey.